Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ray Moore. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to third. Kell moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling takes first base on ball four. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Bolling moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Bolling moves to third. Klaus moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona who is chasing the ball. Jensen reaches third base with a triple. Bolling scores. Klaus scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Williams. White reaches second base with a double. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mike Fortnelli's now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling bunts in front of the plate. Triandos fields it and throws to first for the out. Porterfield moves to second. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porterfield scores. Williams moves to third. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Vernon moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Vernon scores. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kell reaches second base with a double. Boyd moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Kell scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-1 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porterfield hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Gardner reaches third base with a triple. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda takes first base on ball 4. Joe Frazier pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields the ball and throws to second. Bowling drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Bowling. Gardner scores. Frazier moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Ferreri's now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 5 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hirschl hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Hirschl reaches second base with a double. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Triandos and Pearsall is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus juggles the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Triandos moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Miranda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Triandos scores. Francona moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Don Ferraris. Ike DeLock now pitching. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Miranda moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miranda scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Zivarink now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White takes first base on ball 4. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock bunts towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zivarink fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Triandoz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton now playing second base. Billy Gardner now playing shortstop. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 5 RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Williams is chasing the ball. Pearsall rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Wayne Causey pinch hits for George Zivarink. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boyd hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Kell reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Triandoz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Niemann moves to third. It's 10-8, Red Sox. George Siski now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 4 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepcio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Orioles 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Orioles 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 10, Red Sox, 10. Dave Sisler now pitching. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 11-10, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Boyd moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-5 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepcio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Red Sox 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pyburn now playing center field. Dick Williams now playing left field. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 5 RBIs. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.